Praise the Lord. Though I am a little scholar, I daily go to school to learn of Master Jesus, his perfect golden rule. The scholars, they all love him. His school is good and free. Come all you careless sinners and go to school with me. Though I am a little preacher, I preach this gospel free. Of all my master gives me, I'll give it unto thee. And when my heart is empty, I just go to my master's store. I tell him all about it. He'll smile and give me more. Though I am a little soldier, I'm enlisted in this war. I have fought through many of a battle, may fight through many more. But when my warfare's ended, I'm going to lay this armor down. I'm going away with Jesus, wear a robe and crown. Well, that's the verse to that old song.
Praise God.
I want you to pray for me, Lord. Help me, would you? I don't know when I've been as nervous as I am tonight. But I realize this. If the Lord don't help us, we'll make a failure. Now, when the Lord said, without me, ye can do nothing, he meant exactly what he said. So I want to depend upon him. Brother Kevin really done some good preaching this morning, as he always does. And I told him on the way out, he just about preached what the Lord gave me. He said, preach again. So I'm just going to mind the Lord tonight. And you pray the Lord will help us, and I want to be a help to somebody, everybody. I don't want to hurt nobody. But the Word of God, is, by Peter said, is powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. And it'll get us. If Word of God don't get me every once in a while, I get worried about it. And so you pray, Lord, help us. Have your Bible turned, if you would, to 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 19. 1 Kings chapter 19. I'm just going to read two verses for time's sake. We'll read verse 9. It said, he came thither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him. He said unto him, what doest thou here? Get down there in verse 13. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? Did you notice he asked this question twice? Now I got to thinking, Brother Kevin, when this Lord laid this on my heart. When you ask someone a question twice, it must be pretty serious. Now he asked him twice here, what are you doing here? I will preach tonight on what you're doing where you're at. What are you doing where you're at? Other words, Elijah was a great man of God. James said in James chapter 5, verse 17 and verse 18, he said, Elijah was a man subject to like passions, such as we are. And said he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. It rained not upon the earth for the space of 3 years and 6 months. Then he said he prayed again. So that's twice there. So he prayed again. And that's why I'm going to preach tonight, that some things about him. What you notice where he was at this time. Now, this man had great power of God upon him. He did. And let me say this, folks. We're in a land of sin and sorrow. Did you know we're treading on the devil's territory? And we're he don't like that. We're trespassing down here. He ain't liking that, and he's going to do everything he can to hinder us. Now, Elijah had prayed and prayed, and he stood before the 450 prophets of Baal and stood up against them and slew the 450 of them, and only one woman put him on the run. Jezebel, when she heard about it, she said, other words, I'll put it in layman's terms, other words, that by this time tomorrow, he ain't going to live.
Right.
We're going to get rid of him.
Yeah.
You know the devil like get rid of every one of us as he could. Yeah. But I'm glad the Lord. Listen, Bible teaches us we're not our own anymore.
Right.
We've been bought with a price. Yeah. He said, therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. You know, and there was something that drove Elijah to the cave. Notice the Bible said, first of all, said he went back into the wilderness.
Right.
He went into the wilderness. That was bad enough to go back in the wilderness. But not only could he get back there, a day's journey, he's way back there.
Hey.
I mean, listen, the Bible, I've noticed the Bible said that he left his servant. And then he went a day's journey into the wilderness.
Yeah.
I better tell you, Brother, I wonder what he was thinking about this time. He had no doubt in my mind the devil maybe had gotten his mind somehow or another, and brother, got him kind of forget about how he stood up against Baal. And brother, listen, one thing will get you in a cave, brother, will be fear. That'll put you there. I better tell you, my friend, God, brother, listen, we've got nothing to fear. If he's on our side and we're on his side, I say hallelujah to him. But listen, if you're afraid tonight, if you're in a cave like Elijah was, thank God, listen, all you got to do, just hear the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad tonight we've got a God that cares about us. Hallelujah to him. Whoa, listen, fear, he got scared. I get scared. I sit over there shaking like a leaf. I know one thing, if God don't help us, brother, it's not in me, it's not in you, it's not in the church, it's all in him, it's all about him. Thank God if he don't do it, the job ain't going to get done. Hallelujah, God, I'm glad. Thank God the Lord is a God that we can trust. Oh, here this man was, back in the cave. I got to think today about that cave. He's there by himself.
Right.
Oh, he must have felt lonely. He was just, no, they're still scared. He was in a bad shape. After a while, he heard an earthquake. Oh, it shook. But he said the Lord wasn't in that. Hey, the wind came through. He said the Lord wasn't in that either. Hey, the fire came through. He said the Lord wasn't in that either. Boy, about that time, hallelujah, for a still, small voice spoke to him. Thank God, he said, Elijah, what are you doing here? You can't do nothing. Back in a cave, get out of there. Hallelujah, the Lord. Well, just get out of the cave. Well, I thought about some things. They'll put us there. Fear will put us there.
Amen. That's right.
He'll put us in a cave. We'll be like old Elijah was just back there all by ourselves. And brother scared to death. But I'm here to tell you, brother, we'll just hear that still, small voice. It wasn't no loud voice. Oh, it wasn't in the thunder. You better watch all this loud stuff.
Right.
Amen. I know God's able to use anything any way he wants to. I thank God I'm glad for the times. But when he just come to me in a still small voice and spoke to my heart. Hallelujah to God. Glory to God. Whoa, he's back there in that cave. Lord knew where he's at. He wasn't hid from the Lord. He wasn't trying to hide from the Lord. He's trying to get away from Jezebel. Amen. Oh, listen. Brother, fear will put you in a cave sometime. He said, notice what he said. What doest thou here? What are you doing here, Elijah? Cave ain't no place for you. I didn't call you to dwell in a cave. I called you to be a servant. I called you to be some help to me. Thank God I'm glad tonight. Hallelujah for God. He's able to help us if we'll just allow him to. What are you doing here, Elijah? Ask him twice. Must have been pretty serious. What are you doing here? He said exactly the same words both times. What doest thou here, Elijah? Has he ever asked you that question? I'm just going to preach a while tonight. Why? Get tired. Get in a spiritual cave sometime. That word you've run. And listen, can try to hide. And listen, you get to the point sometime that you think, surely, I ain't doing no good. Preachers, you ever feel that way? That the devil ever told you ain't doing no good? Just well to lay the Bible down and quit. Brother, there ain't no quitting point. Thank God, listen, I tried that a time or two from Sunday night to Wednesday night. But there's something on the inside. Thank God it stirred my soul. And brother, I get alone and pray. I say, God, let me back in that pulpit one more time. Hallelujah, God. Lord shows up every time. Hallelujah to you. Amen. Fear sometimes. You know what? I kind of shook. Afraid. I've been in this thing long. I've been preaching longer than a lot of you folks has been alive. You said, preacher, does it get easier? No, it don't get no easier. You know why? The devil will fight you to the last day.
That's right, brother. Yes, sir.
He can't get your soul, but he can get your influence.
That's right.
I believe I'm preaching
that's
truth.
Right.
He can steal your influence. Oh, but listen, I'm glad, thank God, one of these days we're going to a place where there ain't no devil. Hallelujah to God. I mean, brother, hey, one of these glorious days, he's going to be bound 1,000 years. Hallelujah. Brother, God's going to cast him into that lake of fire. Hallelujah. I ain't going there. Listen, I'm looking. Glory to God. I'm looking for that day when it's going to be 1,000 years. Brother, here on earth, ain't going to be no sin. Ain't going to be no devil. Glory to God. That'll make you want to shout the victory. Hallelujah, God. What are you doing in the cave? Get out of here, Elijah. What are you doing here? What are you doing? Lord's asked me that sometimes. You say, preacher, you ever got slack? Many times. Many times. Oh, listen, where? Elijah, now let me say something. There's some great people here at Amazing Grace, but there's not a one of us to compare to Elijah.
That's right.
But James said, I wonder why 1,000 years later that James wrote that about him. Said he was a man. Like passions, such as we are.
That's right.
I mean, he had the same things put up with you and I a lot of time. But listen, but he prayed. I like that. Not only did he pray, but he prayed earnestly.
Hey.
He was sincere about it. Thank God, listen, just saying a multitude of words, that ain't praying. When we get serious about it, thank God, that's when God will answer our prayers.
Hey.
Hallelujah to him. Fear sometimes, rather put us in a cave than false. I'm just preaching what God gave me. We got faults. I have. I don't know about you. I don't live with you. But I've got plenty of them. No doubt you've got the same problems I've got. We got a lot of faults.
Yeah.
Ain't enough to go around. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, sometimes that'll put us there. See, let me show you this. I preach this all the time wherever I go. I mean, listen, this old Adam flesh that we've got is not going to heaven.
Right. Hey.
I don't care how many times these TV preachers say, you send me so much money and I pray for you, and you're going to get well of everything. You're going to live for a long time. God gave up on the flesh in the Garden of Eden, and He pronounced death on it. And man's been dying ever since then. And one of these days, it's going to come your time and my time, and we're checking out of here. But thank God, I'm glad. Hallelujah. This inward man, he ain't going to the grave. He's going to glory. I say hallelujah. Brother, for the Lord tonight. Glory to God. Oh, I've got plenty of faults. Now I'm glad He looked beyond my faults and saw my need. I like that, don't you? He saw I needed a Savior. God would have been God. He let every one of us died and went to hell. He's still been God. As I've said a lot of time, had the angels in heaven, they'd still be hollering, holy, holy, holy. Every day they'd be saying, holy, holy. But ain't you glad He saw fit to save you?
Hey,
He didn't have to save nobody. I've heard folks say, God was obligated to call you one time. I ain't read that nowhere in the Bible. I haven't never read it. That He ain't obligated to man no kind. I mean, everything He does, it's mercy. It's mercy. I mean, justice called, but mercy answered. Hallelujah, God. I'm glad, thank God. But when I called out to Him one night, He saved me by His marvelous grace. Glory to God. Brother Kevin said a while ago, I mean, I've been saved now, soon be 57 years. It's better now than it's ever been. I'm closer home. I think about dying now more than I ever have.
Go ahead.
If you don't, you better get thinking about it because you're going to.
Right.
I do. I think about it every day. I mean, almost 82 years old. I know I ain't got long. But I'm looking for the undertaker before the undertaker gets here. Amen. I mean, fear falls sometimes. We look at ourselves and we kind of like old Apostle Paul. Paul looked at himself one time, said, oh, wretched man that I am. He didn't say, look on what old brother Reverend Paul is. He said, oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God through the Lord Jesus Christ. I say, hallelujah to Him tonight. What a fall should I have sometimes. I think I'm not worthy. Of course, I'm not. But the Lord made us that way. He fixed it. It'll put us in a cave if we ain't careful. Then the Lord come back and say, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? Then they said another thing. Failures. Now, I don't know about you, but I haven't won every battle. That song I tried to sing, I fought through many of them. Probably if I live long, I'll fight some more. I haven't won all of them. That's my fault. But I'm going to win the war.
Praise God.
You read about World War II. Them boys didn't win every battle they went into.
That's right.
They lost some.
That's right.
That they didn't throw up their hands and quit. They fought for another day.
Hey.
I've made some failures. Thank God. But listen, I don't want to go to the cave and say, I'm here all along, Lord.
Right.
Oh, he had a pity party. He said, Lord, said they've stolen the prophets. Dug down and tore down the altars. And brother, listen, in other words, I thought today, Elijah was willing to give up over what somebody else had done.
Right. You're right.
He said, they tore down the altars. They stoned the prophets. And I'm on one left.
That's right.
He didn't know his numbers.
Praise God.
God said, that's Elijah, right. I've got 7,000.
Yeah, never have. Hey.
So they've never bowed a knee to the idol of Baal.
That's right.
Boy, I believe that perked him up a little bit.
I guarantee it.
Hey, God, listen. After a while, he went out there at the entrance of that cave.
Yeah.
Whoa. I believe the Lord talked to him there. He had asked him twice. Matter of fact, when he laid down and went to sleep, the angel had to come to him twice. I know, I might be a preacher on that sometime.
Ahead,
on them twos.
Amen.
Twice he come to him and woke him up. Oh, listen, I'm so glad for the Lord tonight. Thank God, listen, he was there in a cave. But listen, the Lord said, what are you doing here? He's asked me that question sometime.
Hey.
What are you doing where you're at?
Yep.
You can't help nobody in that cave, Elijah.
Hey.
You're in there all by yourself. It's dark. It's lonely. It's a place way back there. What are you doing here, Elijah?
Hey.
Has he ever asked you, what are you doing where you're at? Been times, Brother Kevin, I wanted to sit down and quit. A lot of times, there have been times I thought, just give it up. Boy, there's a bigger man on the inside.
Amen.
There's somebody in there a lot bigger than I am.
Praise God.
I'm not my own. Hey, God, he'll stir me up. Hey, God, listen. I've said this to the Lord. Brother, when he calls a man to preach the gospel, thank God he's given him a charge. That's the most serious thing, brother, that you ever done. Pick that Bible up, get in a pulpit. That's the most serious thing we've ever done. It ain't no place to make jokes, carry on about it. Thank God, it's a serious business when we get in our hand on the Word of God. I say hallelujah to him. I'm glad he called me one time. Hallelujah to him. Oh, what are you doing here? What are you doing back there in a cave? You may be in a cave tonight, a spiritual cave. You're scared. You made failures. I fail a lot of times. I've left out of the pulpit, and I'm probably might do it tonight. Feel like I just like crawling under the bench. Feel like I made a failure. I have. That's my fault. Wasn't the Lord's. Amen.
Praise God.
I'll never forget this. I'm going to tell this. I ain't been preaching about a year or two. Senator Bale down here called me when we come down to hold a meeting. I just come out of an old-time meeting up there in Ohio or Indiana. One, I forget which one it was. Old-time meeting. I come down here, preached a week. Wasn't nothing happened, I thought. I got back home one day, there's a letter come. Little old boy, I didn't know who he was. In that church, he walked about 3 miles to my dad's house to get my address. He wrote me a letter, had to print it, told me how much he enjoyed the meeting. I said, thank you, Lord. Nobody else may not got nothing. That little fella did.
Amen.
Amen. If it helped just one person, it ain't all in vain. Hallelujah, God. Keep on keeping on just for one. Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Failures.
That's good preaching.
Amen. Failures will put you in a cave. Fear will put you in a cave. Amen. And sometimes family members will put you in a cave. Now let me say this. Everybody's not for you. Preachers, I love every one of these preachers. I do, Brother Kevin. Kevin feels like one of us, Brother Ashburn. I love every one of you, but let me tell you this, everybody ain't gonna like you. Everybody ain't gonna like you preaching. I've had them tell me right up, I'm glad they come to my face and told me, "Preacher, I don't like your preaching." I can't help that. Amen. Amen. Family, sometimes, if you let it get to you, you can go to the cave and say, "I'll be like old Elijah. I'll just go back in that cave. I'll just get away from it." He couldn't get away from the Lord. Lord knew where he was at. Family sometimes can put you in a cave. And the last thing, finances sometimes can put you there. Let me say this. The song I'm singing, I appreciate the Lord how he's took care of me. And all these things. But I've never preached for money. Never have. Hey, but let me say, it ain't about money.
Right.
It ain't about that. All about him.
Hey.
Elijah said, "What are you doing here? What are you doing in this cave?" That struck my heart. When I've read that many, many times, Brother Kevin. Yeah, but I just seen it yesterday. What are you doing here? Let me ask you a question. Wherever you might be in a cave of your own, but what are you doing there? Are you getting anything done in that cave? There wasn't nothing he could do in there. You can't do nothing in a cave. That's a dark place. It's a dangerous place. You don't know what's in that cave. And you remember Elijah had left his servant back way back there. He himself went. He said, "Cave." Let me ask you a question tonight. Are you in a cave? Spiritually speaking. What are you doing there? What are you getting done in that cave? I'll tell you what, it is nothing. God called Elijah. When he got out there, you know what God told him to do? You go down there. And you anoint Elisha.
That's right.
I've got something for you to do yet, boy. Get out of that cave.
Hey.
You go down there and you anoint Elisha. He went and done what God told him to do, but he had to get out of the cave first. There's something put him there. I'll give you the message now the Lord give me. And I just try to mind the Lord. I know the older I get, the worse I'm getting. I'll never forget what Brother Don Hines told me one time. Me and Brother Don were good friends. Stayed all night with Don and Lily one night. Sheila was just a little bitty girl. Her and her brother were real small. I spent the night with them one night. He told me one night, the preacher, he said, "Seems like the older I get, the less I know." That wasn't true with him. He's a great man of God. Let me say this. I know the older I get, I mean, I can't hold up preach much anymore, but preacher, I appreciate you letting me have the opportunity anyway. I do. We're going to give an invitation tonight. I want to ask this question. Are you in a spiritual cave? Are you back there in a place where you're doing yourself no good or nobody else either? If you are, you need to get out. Elijah got out of that cave. He went down there. He anointed Elisha. Oh, God help us tonight. Let me say this, folks. If we're still living, if we're still breathing, God ain't through with us yet. He ain't through with us. He wants us to, he should occupy till I come. But he wants us to keep on. Keep on.